This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Way back at the dawn of time, the universe was formed, not by a huge explosion as many believe, but completely by accident. A hideous, horrific accident which has been through the trials of time, burned, buried, and steadfastly denied by astronomers everywhere throughout the millennia. Scientists and historians have toiled endlessly to seek the details of this historic event, but to no avail. Until recently, that is, information has finally surfaced, which could change the very way we look at the universe and life's very existence. But this isn't the story we're about to impart to you. Nope. Instead, the story we're going to tell is about as interesting as a pile of mouse droppings sitting adjacent to another pile of mouse droppings. No, this is the story of a deep space cargo vessel known only as the Titan One. An insignificant story about an insignificant group of service robots, manufactured and utilized by the mysterious company in the early part of the 31st century. And so their insignificant story begins! Are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 2, Yogurt Earwax, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Hey, I'm sorry. You'll have to speak up. I have something stuck in my sound receptors, and I think it's been there for rather a long time.
Okay,
you'd squeak too if you'd been in service for 248 years without an upgrade. Do you know I have been stuck on the bridge for for ages. Well, you're not alone in that, let me tell you.
I'm the personnel officer on board this ship, and all bots have to be registered and accounted for.
Oh, never mind. Do you know I was cleaning behind the computer banks when my vacuum hose got stuck in an audio jack? Well, I just managed to free myself about 20 minutes ago, after having been there only about 35 years. 35 years! I mean, would you believe it?
Don't get your nuts in a twist, old codger. I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing on this ship. I run a tight operation here on Titan One, and I don't see you on my duty roster. Sure, you're not a stowaway.
That hasn't worked for years. Oh, sorry. That was me. I was the drink server aboard a luxury space liner once. It was run by a theater jockey named Mr. Rizzo the Magnificent. Stupid man. He inserted a dramatic sting chip into my positronic neck just to entertain at parties. Crazy sod.
Well, watch it from now on. Hey, I got my optical lens on you. So what's your name anyway?
I don't like Squeak.
Well, I don't like you, so shut up. Besides, it's what it says right there on your nameplate.
Nameplate? Oh, I forgot I even had one. You know, it feels as if I've forgotten quite a number of things.
Look, old timer, this is my operation, and if you're going to be on my team, you're going to play by my rules. Is that clear?
As clear as a space crystal.
Shinwipe?
What kind of bot is he? A defunct shoeshine machine?
She's my second in command, the administrator bot on this boat. You'll be answering to her from now on, puppy. Don't worry, she'll take real good care of you. Unless she doesn't like you, in which case she'll probably just kick your backside. Now off you go, and if you play your cards right, I'll let you go down to the maintenance for a tune-up. I'm might even let you shut down for a day or two while we lube you up. I'll get out of here.
Very generous. How I get mixed up in these things, I just don't know. Don't believe it.
What are you, walking rust?
Apparently sarcasm has come back into fashion in the 31st century.
You must be the new old guy. Squeak, right? Well, I'm Shinwipe, and I'm in charge of Chicago Bay. Go down in the kitchen and replace Popsicle's faulty heating element.
Popsicle? What sort of apparatus is that?
He's the toaster. Is that so hard to understand? Get out of here, Squeaky.
At least get my name right, young bot. Thank you very much. I don't know about these young bots today. Always smarting off to their elders.
Zimtron, you need anything cleared today?
All systems are go, Briscoe, my boy. Everything is as clean as a whisk. As a whisk, as ever. Seems my drain is empty.
Oh, come on. No cloggage?
Nope.
No hair stuck down the drain?
Never.
No food particles?
Of course not.
Hey, has everyone forgotten about me? The ice cream maker? I haven't been cleaned in at least a year. Oh, I'm so full of gunk.
I'm zippity-doo to get to work for you.
Oh, thank you, Briscoe. That's so much better. Now my speaker system is free and clear of gunk. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Gunk is my life.
You are one crazy bot, Briscoe. You know that?
Hey, is it my fault I love my job? I was programmed this way.
He's just like his cousin McCanto. Those guys can't get enough. So, how's the heat today, Popsicle? Are you ready to give up the toast?
How many times do I have to tell you that joke is too old to be funny? How do you think? I sent that work order in 5 days ago, and still no servobot to come fix me. No toast today.
What in the name of rust is that?
Looks like a shuttle crash on treads.
Hey, got any drains I can clean for you?
Oh, sorry. You're welcome to clean out my sound receptors. I think I have some 40-year-old yogurt stuck in there.
Yes, you smell awful.
How kind of you to notice.
All right, a job I can sink my teeth into.
You don't have teeth. You're not a mammal after all.
So, McCanto speaks. Listen up, boys. It could be important. But then again...
Yeah, he ain't had nothing useful to add since the last time he cleaned out my lint filter. And boy, howdy, ain't that been a while.
Oh, you guys. I think I'll go clean out the kitchen walls. Must be plenty of dust in there. Yahoo!
So, which one is the toaster? I've been sent to make repairs.
Yo! Over here, dry knobs! It's about time they sent someone. Command crew have been screaming for toast for days!
Got it!
Oh, that's disgusting!
I know. I love my job. Hey, welcome aboard. I'm Briscoe. I'm a cleaner bot. I just love to clean. I mean, I could spend days cleaning. I love cleaning even more than helping, but I love helping more than anything else in the world. I mean, it's just zippity to help people, especially people I love. And you know what? I think I love you.
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm zippity-doo! How are you? You know what? You're my new best friend.
Thanks, but no thanks. I haven't got any friends, and I don't need any. Thank you very much.
Oh. Hey, you're pretty dusty. I should dust you off. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll just take my Feather Duster 1000 and make you all zippy clean. How does that sound?
Dreadful. Oh, must you?
There you go. All done. Well, I better go now. I have a lot of work to do today. I have to wash the sink in the captain's toilet, bathe the captain's dog Rover, and clean out the poop deck. It's pretty smelly down there. And I can't wait to sink my teeth into that. I think I'll do that first. Zippity-doo!
Better you than me, laddie.
I'll catch you later, Squeak. Bye-bye!
I don't think he's quite right in the head.
No one aboard the ship is. But you'll find that out soon enough for yourself.
Oh, what luck. I finally get myself unstuck to find I'm part of the crew of the damned. Oh, God. Just melt me down and dump me on an asteroid somewhere.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 2, Yogurt Earwax, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. That's right, it used to be the pilot, but now it's just plain old Episode 2, which starred, in order of appearance, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Old Squeak, Joe Thomas as Putch, Kay Wu as Shinwipe, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Jonathan Patrick Russell again as ICM, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, and Jonathan Patrick Russell again as Macanto and ADR-12. That guy sure gets around. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incident music was provided by Firstcom. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director, I'm sure you can see a theme here, was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises and nobody else. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or anything of this program without the expressed written, it's called written, people, has to be on paper, permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. That means you can't do it unless we write it out and say that you can. Anyway, thank you for listening. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now, back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. We were clean during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time for another remake of Robots of the Company. Yes, this time it's the new and improved version of an episode we like to call Rover's Ball. Until then, I'm the Creditor, and aren't you jealous? Stay tuned. We mean it. Keep listening, or else.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved.